This video is dedicated by the Huberfeld family in memory of Pinchas and Ray Huberfeld, Aleihem Shalom.
Hello and welcome to Jewish History and Daf Yomi. Today's Daf has a discussion of the Hakafa haircut, which involves cutting around the temples and leaving only the top. This is fascinating, especially in how it affects Christianity later on in the medieval period with the development of a haircut called the tonsure, a very distinctive haircut that sort of does the opposite. As you can see in this picture here, it leaves the stuff around but shaves off the top of the head, which is a pretty bizarre looking, you know, sort of style. Now, why did Christian monks adopt this? Apparently, it dates to the 11th century when Pope Gregorio VII wanted to initiate a more ascetic period for Christian monks. And so they began to imitate Saul of Tarsus, also known as Saint Paul, a Jew from the region of southern Turkey, who ended up becoming one of the most important, you know, proponents of Christianity, traveling around the world and essentially delivering it to non-ethnic Jews. At any rate, Saul of Tarsus, or Saint Paul, was apparently bald. But here's the interesting part in the connection to our daf. Apparently, Pope Gregorio VII was worried about committing the sin of Hakafa if they were to shave their heads entirely like Saul of Tarsus. So that means that the remainder of the hair around the outsides for these Christian monks was lahavdil, a heker for the halacha that we have here, and shaving the top was in memory of the bald Saul of Tarsus. That's weird. I hope this illuminated your daf, and I wish you atzlacha in your learning.